me just hear from each of you, when you saw that this was the topic today, in your mind, what first came to mind and that you were saying, you know, I definitely want to call in for this because? And if it wasn't the topic, you can mention that too. But if it was the topic, I'd like to hear why and make sure that if there's something that you want today, that we meet that need. That sounded like a sigh from Michelle.
Yeah, it was.
Okay. Let's go with you first.
Well, I'm just thinking, I don't necessarily get hot, but I simmer a lot.
Okay.
And I would like to learn how not to do that.
Okay. Okay.
This is Jim. There was, ironically, an article in our regional newspaper this morning by a columnist who's very popular and gets involved with all kinds of family issues in various ways. But it was about a lady whose granddaughter who was the victim of shaking baby syndrome from the father, and she blamed it on his frustration and getting to the end of his so-called rope. And, of course, that's a result of stress and lack of knowledge about what to do in certain situations. So I thought it was ironic that we would be talking about these very things that possibly are the keys to that kind of tragedy.
Yeah, yes, definitely, because we're all going to experience anger and stress, but how we cope with that and the tools we have to use to deal with it are very different. It's not usually anything that you learn in a formalized way. You just pick up and do whatever your parents did or people around you. It's usually more of a modeling kind of a learning, which isn't always good. So, okay. So you want to pick up a few tips to add to what you already, because you are a parent educator and columnist, so some extra tips to pass on to parents. And how about Ken or Shana?
Well, this is Ken. I really don't have, I don't think I have a big issue about anger. My wife kind of does, so I was trying to listen in to see if there was, maybe I can help her out in certain situations.
Great. So some ideas to support someone else.
Right.
Who may have, and whether or not that's a wife or children also. And one of the articles that's on the website, and I believe I've already got a link to it in the post-class resources, are how to help kids diffuse their anger. When somebody's really angry and they're kind of being angry in your presence, what you can do to support somebody and help de-escalate that. It's actually out of the book. And, Ken, I think you've got the book.
I sure do.
Yeah. So,
I have that.
Yeah. So actually what I'll do is, let me make a note, diffusing, and let me put the case number, and if it is online, I will put a link so you guys can get that for free. If it's not already there, I'll tell you what, I'll just upload, I'll save out that section of the book as a PDF, and those of you who don't have the book can still get that.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, very good. And I won't make you wait until then to get ideas either, Ken, so we'll give some ideas during the call, too.
Okay.
So, okay. Shana?
Hi, Jody. I just asked about this topic because I have my children home during the summer, and I'm really stressed out. And I've been trying – I think I've been reading through the chapter, and I'm noticing that I think a big problem for me in handling any kind of discipline is I haven't started with this, and that I'm becoming more aware of how my tone of voice is and my own anger is playing into the problems that I'm having.
Okay.
So.
Okay. So you're having some new awarenesses.
Yes.
That, and it sounds like you're still kind of in the process of becoming aware and figuring out what that means.
Yes.
And how it's all kind of playing in together with some of the actual behaviors and things that you're seeing on the outside, you're kind of becoming aware of what's going on your inside and how that's playing into it all.
Yes, I think I'm getting more of a whole picture of what's going on.
Excellent.
And where some of the insights of where some of the troubleshooting areas are.
Good. Oh, that's great. I'm glad to hear that. So, because the first step to any kind of change and improvement is that you got to become aware of what is going on and of what you would like to have happen. Then you can start, you know, fixing things, so to speak. and setting some goals.